Peak Oil Check-In, exploring the end of the age of oil.
Last week, I described the Conservation Congress of Addison County, Vermont. 150 people gathered one Saturday in October to consider how their county could be a better place in 2020. They worked within a scenario with energy costs twice as high as they are now, more greenhouse gases in the atmosphere, federal and state funding for local needs cut in half, and local goods and services representing 50% of the county's economy, instead of today's 10%. The gathering was the community's attempt to come to grips with how to respond to a world which is rapidly changing because of the triple threat of peak oil, climate change, and financial unraveling. Most of the work was done in about 10 working groups, with areas of responsibility like money and banking, health and wellness, or housing and shelter. What did they come up with? The list is long, as you might imagine. I thought, though, that it was interesting to see some themes that cut across many of the groups. For example, better public transportation. In addition to the groups specifically focused on transportation, better bus service and more carpools were prioritized by the groups working on business and enterprise, housing and shelter, and governance and public safety. The health and wellness group had a variation on the theme, calling for mobile health clinics that would travel to where the patients needed the care. Food and food production. The housing group recommended preserving agricultural land, making it difficult to build on or pave over the food-producing landscape. The health group promoted healthy food. The food and farming group couldn't limit themselves to three action items that they were assigned to come up with. They created what they called a restrained list of 11, including electing legislators who support local food, preserving yourself 50% of the food you eat, and hiring a farmer to work with schools. Keep local money local. The housing group called for an Addison County Housing Improvement Loan Fund, with revolving loans for efficiency improvements and renewable energy. This would stimulate jobs in the county. Since all gas and oil burned in the county comes from elsewhere, improved heating efficiency also staunches the hemorrhage of money sent out of the county to pay for fuel. The money and banking group wanted to see a local currency to encourage local trading, as well as to provide a fallback in case the dollar doesn't hold its value. The business and enterprise group concurred with the value of local commerce, but pointed out that trade with the outside world is vital too, and Addison County needs to maintain or improve its infrastructure for trade. Finally, build community. Just about everything revolved around a stronger community. The housing group foresaw what they called a consolidation of housing, with more people of different generations living under one roof. They also wanted brigades of volunteers to help weatherize homes. The state's capital city, Montpelier, already has such a brigade called Between the Cracks. The health group said that social support is part of healthy living. The governance group wanted more participation in decision-making using electronic tools. The food and farming group thought breaking bread with your neighbors more often would be a good household and individual first step. And the money and banking group emphasized micro-lending and other means of funding local needs with local resources. The organizers of the Conservation Congress anticipate rapid changes in how our society is organized. The participants set ambitious goals for meeting the challenges. They've set themselves a lot of work. At least now they have a rough roadmap that a significant chunk of the community has agreed to. Let's close again with the first stanza of Pete Sutherland's Peak Oil song that he played at the Conservation Congress, called Nothing But Wisdom. If you'd like him to record this song so you can hear the whole thing, drop him an email. His website is www.epactmusic.com. That's www.epactmusic.com.
When the wells run dry and the trucks don't roll, when the pilot light is out and they've had to quit the coal, when the sky is for the birds and the roads are for your feet, we will all want less and appreciate it more.
I'm Carl Etnayer, and that's this week's Peak Oil Check-In.
Peak Old Check-In was produced by Relocalizing Vermont Productions in association with WGDR Plainfield.